Good afternoon. A warm and moist southerly wind flow will persist today across interior New York and New England. We're even seeing some breaks of sunshine, particularly in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. In these locations, temperatures are expected to reach into the lower and middle 80s. At the same time, clouds are thickening along the I-88 corridor and into the greater Capital District and most of central and northern New England. In these places, temperatures will be held back into the middle and upper 70s. Farther to the north, along the Canadian border and westbound towards central New York, highs will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s behind a cold front. It is this front which will continue to move slowly into interior New York and New England during the afternoon, touching off scattered showers and thunderstorms. If enough instability develops today, some of the storms could be on the stronger side, perhaps even severe, with high wind gusts and heavier downpours. The areas most likely to see the stronger storms will be south of the Greater Capital District and across into southern New England, where sunshine is most prevalent during the afternoon hours. Showers and thunderstorms will persist into the evening, then we'll have scattered showers overnight with areas of fog developing as lows drop back into the 50s. The front will stall off slightly to our east during the day tomorrow. It'll be close enough, though, to produce mostly cloudy skies, and we still run the risk of scattered showers with highs behind the front back into the mid-60s. A little bit more in the way of sunshine and drier weather on Thursday and Friday, still the risk of a shower both days with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Right now it looks like high pressure will build in for the weekend and into early next week with plenty of sunshine right through that period. Highs will start in the mid-60s Saturday, near 70 on Sunday, and into the lower and middle 70s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the northern mid-Atlantic region into southern New England. Strong jet stream energy will approach an unstable environment today, and strong wind gusts and heavy downpours will be possible in the corridor where storms develop. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Irma, located about 225 miles east of Antigua. Irma is moving toward the west near 14 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today, followed by a turn toward the west-northwest tonight. On the forecast track, the extremely dangerous core of Irma is forecast to move over portions of the northern Leeward Islands tonight and early tomorrow. Reports from an Air Force Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds are near 180 miles per hour with higher gusts. Irma is an extremely dangerous Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are likely during the next day or two, but Irma is forecast to remain a powerful Category 4 or 5 hurricane during the next couple of days. Hurricane warnings are in effect for the northern Leeward Islands, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Walden, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid to upper 80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 56, the record high, 91, set in 1973, and the record low, 37, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:22 p.m., 12 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog back into the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, warm, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, warm, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, some fog developing, lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely in the mid-60s, partly sunny, Thursday and Friday, still the risk of a few showers, upper 60s to around 70, and mostly sunny Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, with highs in the mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s to around 70 Sunday, and in the lower 70s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.